from Smitty's friends. This year should be a special schus. David Henoch Mordechai ben Frida Simcha, or Mordechai ben Sarah, Shimon ben Yehudis, Miriam bas Chaya, Doron ben Yael, Doror David ben Sarah, Dereshel, Baruch Abad Slach, Wuchom Asayedem, Lui Nishmas, Maris Esther, Bas Shmuel. It says in the Torah, Kol Almana v'yasim lo se'anun, Parashas Mishpatim, you're not allowed to afflict an Almana or Yasim, Mimanes Anel, so Kim Tzok Yitzak, Elay Shmo Shmat Zakos, so if you afflict him, and he cries out to me, I'm going to hear his cry, and then I'm going to get angry, Varakti Yaschem B'charev, etc. So, we have a series of questions to ask on this pasuk and other psukim in this parsha, and we are going to base this shir on the Torah of Mori V'Rabbi Akon HaGadol, Rav David Yisuk Manzatzal. It says, Imanei Saneoto, that if you afflict him, Ki'im, but if, Tzok Yitzak Elai, he cries out to me, Shemo Shema Tzakosa, I'm going to listen to his cry. So what happens Imanei Taneoto? That doesn't say. It says, Kim Tzok Yitzak Elai, then Shemo Shema Tzakosa. What about Imanei Saneoto? That it doesn't tell us. That's our first kasha. Also, earlier, Psukim Yates and Chaf, it says, Ovech Elohim Yacharam, somebody who brings idols to Avodah Zarah, to Elohim, Yacharam will be banished, Rashi says, will be killed. Bildi Lashem Levad, only to God, V'ger lo son of lo sechot senu, ki armi samaritan tzvayim, you're not allowed to afflict and pressure a ger, because you were gerim in Eretz Mitzrayim. So, Rishonim and Achronim already ask, and the smichos and the pasuk, what does one have to do with the other? Don't bring idols. Don't sacrifice to idols, and don't afflict a ger because you were ger in Eretz Mitzrayim. What does one have to do with the other? And I know that it says avavachibur. It says v'ger lo senev is also chetzenu as if they're connected. What's the shaychus? And that it says v'ger lo senev lo tzachetzenu ki gerim misim Eretz Mitzrayim. Rashi brings to the Mechilta, which is the Gemara above Metzia Daf Nun Tes, that if you are ma'anehim, you hurt his feelings, he's allowed to say it back to you. And he's also allowed to tell you, Afatami Gerim Basa. You also came from Gerim. Mum Shebuchal Tormalecha Verucha. If you have a mum, don't tell it to your friend. So, the Pashtus, it's very difficult to understand. What reason is this to Aser afflicting a Ger, hurting a Ger's feelings? You're not allowed to do it because it's a Mum Shebucha. You have the same mum. You're also gerim in Eretz Mitzrayim, so don't tell it to him. That's why it's aser. Not only that, you're not allowed to afflict him with any type of affliction. You're not allowed to hurt his feelings in any way. Not only by telling him that he's a ger, even telling him he's fat or stupid is also aser. So why does it say dafka this inyan of being a ger? So we have to understand this Rashi. To explain, first we have to go to the pasuk Psukim Yitzayin Yitches, even earlier in the parasha. It says Machshefa Lo Sechayit. One's not allowed to let a Machshefa, witch, live. And then Kol Shochev Behema Mos Yumas. Anyone who lies carnally with an animal will surely die. So if it says these two Psukim one after the other, Machshefa Lo Sechayit and Kol Shochev Behema Mos Yumas, obviously these Psukim are connected. What's the Shaychus? Look in the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Tesam and Beis and Daf Samach, and the Bukhor Shor, Balaturim, Hazukanim, other Rishonim, brought the Torah Shlem and Shimon Beis. So we can explain as follows that it says in Sanhedrin, Samach Zayin and Beis, that why are Kshafim called Kshafim? Why is witchcraft called witchcraft? Because it's Makhishim Pamalia Shalmala, because it's contradicting, so to speak, contravening the heavenly hosts. In other words, Kishuf is a pool of Ivus Habriya. What it really is it's distorting, it's perverting creation. Because Mitzad Atzmah is a certain Seder, and if somebody's involved in Kishuf, he's going out of the Seder. And we see this in the Chinuch and Mitzvah Samach Beis. And that's why it says, Machshefa lo sechaya. Don't let a Machshefa live. Rashi says, rather, Tumas bebezin, she should die in the basin. So the Chora, since Pshat is that she's Chayevas Misa, just say, Lashon of that she's Chayevas Misa, Mos Yumas. Why does it say, Lashon of lo sechaya? Rabban talks about it, Rashbam, Rabbeinu Bechaye. However, we can explain that here we learn that it's not just an onesh of a maisa misa, of a machshefa. But rather, since life in this world is miseder habriya, this machshefa, hamotzia atzma michutz l'seder, she's taking herself out of the seder habriya, she has no schus to be besoch haseder sheim achayim. There's a seder achayim, she's involved in being makrish pamal yishal mala. The seder achayim is alpi according to the rules of the pamal yishal mala of the heavenly hosts, and she's taking herself out of that, so she's basically taking herself out of life. That's what it means, lo sechai, she can't live. It's not just a mice and misa that you have to do to her, but she can't live because she took herself out of the bria. So therefore, she can't be part of the bria, she can't live. What's interesting is that the Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvot, lo sechai shen yud, Perek Yud Aleph Hilchos Sanhedrin, Chinuch, Mitzvot Samach Bei, say that there's a lav miyuchad and not killing a machshefa, in addition to the biddle essay that we always have when we don't carry out a mises based, and what's the special lav? And the answer is, it's not pshat that just we didn't carry out, the Torah says to kill her and we didn't kill her. The pshat is, there's an additional din here, that she took herself out of the Seder Habriya, and therefore she can't be part of the Seder Habriya. There's a special lav for allowing her to remain in the Briya. She took herself out of the Briya, she's involved in being Machrish Pamal Yishal Mala, so she can't stay here. So that's a special lav. It's not just that you didn't carry out the Maisa Misa, which is, by any Maisa Misa, there's a bit the less safe one, we don't carry out the Maisa Misa, but here, it's more than that. Here she took herself out of the Seder, so we can't allow her to be part of the Seder. Now we understand, of course, with the Hemshech of Kol Shochiv Mehem Amos Yumas, that's also a distortion of the Briya. The Briya is that a man lies with a woman, not with a behema. So Memela, both are distortions, and therefore they're written, they're juxtaposed one to the other. So writes the Rikanti, brought in the Torah Shleima. So according to this, it would appear that just like these psukim are talking about Ivus Habriya, so too the distortion of the Briya, the twisting of the Briya, so too Zovech Lehim Yacharam, Bildi Lashem Levado, that pasuk also is talking about a pulos of evus of distortion. Rather, it's not an evus in the bria, like that of the machshef and the shochevim behema. Rather, it's a maise of evus mitzad mitzius hamaise. That not only shouldn't one do it because you're going against the commandment of God not to do it, but rather you shouldn't do it mitzad haevus sheyeshnoi beetzem hamaise. Because there's this distortion in the very act that you're doing. That's a distorted act. That's a twisted act. Why is there an evus in the etzem hamaisa? Because it says zovech lohim yacharam. So it says that if one brings idols, one sacrifices to foreign gods, then yacharam, he will be banished literally. Rashi says means he'll be kill these chayiv misa. So we see Sanhedrin Samacham Beis that it's talking about somebody who's oved in avoda that's normally done bifnim in the Beis Hamikdash Tashem, and he does that instead to avodah zara, and he's chayiv even if it's not kiderech haavoda, even if it's not the way this idol is normally served. Nevertheless, he's chayiv for serving this idol this way. Why? Because what he's doing is if it was not avodas pnim, he's not chayiv when it's not derech avodasa. He's only chayiv when it's avodas pinim. If it's derech avodasa, then it doesn't have to be avodas pinim. But if it's not the way of normally serving this idol, then it has to be avodas pinim. Then it has to be in some way we normally serve God in the Beis Hamikdash. So as the explained in the Be'er Miriam and Chelek Gimel Perek Tes Halacha Beis and Osa Aleph, that the pshat is that it's an avoda hasuyi lefinim. In other words, now it has a chalos shem avoda. Now it's called a proper avoda. And what he's doing now is he's taking this proper avoda, and now he's using it for an idol. That's a distorted act. That's an evus. Taking this avoda to Hashem and using it for idols, ech yecholiyot. So that is why what it's doing in this context, that we're talking about ivutim, we're talking about these distortions, is distorted to use something that's normally supposed to be for God, to serve God, avodas pinim, and now using it for an idol. And that's pshat zovech lohim yacharam, bilti lashem levado, it's only supposed to be for God. That's the biggest evus, using something for God, against God, to serve idols. And that's also lashon of yacharam, that he's separate, because he separated himself from the normal. So the yacharam is lashon chayr, lashon being banished, because he has to be banished, because this maisa that he did banished himself, just like the machshefa took herself out of the seder habriya, this person also took himself out of the seder of maisim that people do, taking an animal and sacrificing it to the idol instead of God. Shumu shamayim, how can that be? It's a scandal. So Memele Yacharam, he has to be banished because he's out of the normal Maisim that people are doing. And now we can also understand Vigir Lo Sona Velo Sol Chetzenu, that there's a Isser Lav Miyuchad Al Onas Tvarim of a Ger and Onas Mammon of Ger, like Rashi says in the Chilta. We see in the Gemara above Mitzian and Tesamid Beis that it says 36 times Beger, not to hurt his feelings, because he is Sura Ra, he's likely to revert back to the way he was. And the Rambam says that it's because he's a Shval Ruach, because he's of a low spirit. So therefore, we can now understand that it's even worse than hurting a regular Jew's feelings, because a regular Jew isn't a Shval Ruach, like this Ger, or an Eved that ran away, and now he's a Ger that the Rambam talks about. So, Mitzad Atzmo, it's Mitbakesh, that you shouldn't afflict him, you shouldn't hurt his feelings, because that's a very big Pekiah. That hurts him very greatly, because he's mamish nebuch. He's of a low spirit as it is, and you're touching a raw nerve now. You're hurting somebody who's already down. You're rubbing salt in his wounds. And not only that, but we understand what it's like to be a ger, and now we're using our special sensitivity to now knock him down and say, oh, you're a ger, because we understand what it means to be a ger. And then we use that to knock him down. So that makes it even worse. Geir meyisim beretz Mitzrayim mum shebuchal torma lechavercha. That's a crazy thing to do. To say the mum that you have, and then say it to your friend. So it's like you're almost hurting yourself. You're saying, "Oh, you're a ger," but like it takes one to know one. I'm also a ger. So how can I say to him he's a ger? The Gemara brings a mashal kedamri inshi. Somebody who has a tully, somebody who's hung in his family, he shouldn't say to his eved or somebody in his home, hang for me this fish, because this saying this hang is a gnai. It's not pshat that he's ma'alif somebody else only, it's also that he's insulting somebody else, but he's essentially insulting himself. By insulting somebody else, he's insulting himself. Zeivut gadol, this is a huge distortion, to insult somebody else with something that's an insult to yourself. It's crazy. So therefore, we understand. That's the connection. Don't use God's avoda now for avodah zara. It has to be built Hashem levado. Don't afflict this ger, because you are ger. And if you're afflicting him by saying, like Rashi says, that mum shebucha, you have this mum, don't tell it to your friend. That's so distorted that you're going to say something to him that's essentially an insult to yourself. You know, it's like a guy's an identical twin, and he goes to his brother and he says, "You're ugly." Hey, you're saying it about yourself. In the Mechilta it says, "How do you know that if you afflicted him, he can afflict you back?" Ki geirim hayisem, because you were geirim. Mashma that he can say back, you were geirim. Amar nasim mum shebuchal tarmel chavercha. If you have a mum, don't tell it to your friend. So this is a mahalach b'koychos ha'nefesh al ha'adam. There's no room for being ma'anehim, because it's you have it yourself. So he can go right back at you. So that's crazy that you should say it to him in the first place. So that's an ivut. There's no reason somebody should say this. You know, like so somebody's an immigrant to the United States, comes from the Far East. Somebody else is an immigrant and he comes from South America and he says, "You stupid immigrant." You're also. Or one guy's he's Puerto Rican, he's Hispanic, and he says, "The black guy, you're a black guy. Okay, you're brown." I mean, you also have color. So you're basically saying the same. Don't do that. Don't hurt somebody with what applies to you as well. That's an ivut b'kochos hanefesh. So it's really two things. It's that you're using what you understand his sensitivity because you have it yourself, and then you use it against him. And not only that, but whatever you're saying to him also applies to you. So that's really distorted. So that mice is out. Strictly forbidden. So there's a, we still haven't explained the Imanei Tanel Tov, and there's still a lot more to say in this parasha. And the Mirtz Hashem, Beritzos Hashem Darkeinu, I'm hoping to continue. Hashem should give me the koach and the moch and the simchas chayim and the financial means to continue in the next shir. And we will see more niflos mitaras Hashem mamish. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.